If someone is outraged these days, they often blog about it or post a tweet in righteous indignation. Parents urge children to use their words. In the news business, we certainly believe in the power of words and information. But you may wonder if some people confuse posting something about something that concerns them with doing something about something that moves them. Pretty or pungent rhetoric can grasp a few seconds of attention, then just evaporate. Amanda Cowan of Dowagiq, Michigan, got outraged this month when a cafeteria worker at the Dowagiq Union High School told her 16-year-old son, Dominic Gant, that he couldn't eat the school lunch that day because he owed $5 to the school's food service. He offered to give them the $2 in his pocket and bring the rest the next day. They refused. In fact, he says they took his tray and threw his pizza lunch into the garbage. Dominic Gant called his mother, who picked up her son and took him to lunch. He was embarrassed, Amanda Cowan told us. He was also hungry, and I was very, very mad. Imagine the anger of a parent who feels that her child has been humiliated by his school. But Amanda Cowan didn't just post an impassioned, outraged tweet or vent steam on Facebook. She didn't just yelp on Yelp. She returned to the school and discovered that the bill for her son's $5 balance had been sent only that day. So she gave them $60 to pay off her son's small debt, and those of 18 others, too, so no other student would be embarrassed in the same way as her son and go without lunch. She says, "I hope they can enjoy the rest of the year without fear." Dowagiq Union School Superintendent Mark Daniel did not respond to our calls. He posted a message on the school's website saying, "The employee who shoveled Dominic Gant's lunch into the trash, which he had to do under state health codes, worked for the food vendor, not the school district, that they deeply regret what happened, and that we are a compassionate and caring school district that truly believes every student matters." Dominic Gant will learn in high school and in life that the best people make mistakes, but he may also learn from his mother's example. Amanda Cowan took her outrage and turned it into doing something practical, simple, and useful for her son and the sons and daughters of others. As she told us, sometimes you have to step in.